Swindon, austerity has ripped my brother's future. My childhood and teenage years were greatly enriched by the local services and amenities on offer in the town at the time, especially the council-run youth arts programs. My brother has severe disabilities, and he benefited from local services growing up. He was able to attend a special education school, with additional funding for his 16 to 19 education, and enjoy summer activity programs for disabled children. Swindon used to enjoy an excellent reputation for its services for disabled people. My brother and I were lucky. But those who came after us are not. As austerity has swept the country, the council services that made my brother's and my upbringing so rich have been stripped away, privatized or abandoned altogether, year on year. My parents have increasingly had to battle the council to secure provision for my now adult brother, including actually taking the council to court. This is one family, my own. We can only imagine these circumstances multiplied across hundreds of thousands of others. Elsewhere, we see other consequences of austerity. Swindon Town Centre has continued to decline in the era of austerity, and now sits nearly half empty. The local libraries that I knew growing up have largely been shut down. The council expects everyone to journey to the town centre library, with no thought to those who can't. The libraries that remain open are largely staffed by volunteers. Neither Westminster nor the council have done anything to relieve the tens of thousands of people devastated by the closure of Swindon businesses, especially the Honda plant. I have been moved to stand to present an alternative to this deadly tide of cuts and closures. People in Swindon deserve a councillor that will fight for them. Scott Hunter, to USC candidate in Cobbingham and Dorking.